told me. Unless shit you die, you can't outrun the way you understand me.
Here we are, 4 o'clock, Takeover Friday. Welcome to KXFM and Takeover Week, of course. One of our only two fundraisers throughout the year, Jerry and Don Price with us right now for this hour. And thank you so much for being a part of this today.
Absolutely. We love this.
Yes, this is it's a highlight for us. We enjoy supporting the station however we can.
All right. And tell us about your life here in the community. Where does the community know you from?
Well, actually, I'm a board member of the station. Really? I've known Tyler Cusker and his family for quite a few years. And so when we moved to Laguna Beach back in, what was that, 2009? So we've been here. Don works here in the community, and we have continued to stay involved both in the Laguna Beach community, Southern Orange County, and with the station.
Fantastic.
I am the executive director of Friendship Shelter here in town, so I'm spend a lot of time here, and we are based here and consider this our home.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And you're, by the way, first of all, not only thank you for your work within the community, but your work here specifically for the radio station and today specifically for this takeover.
That's what we're here for.
That's right. We really love the station and what it does for the community, and we're happy to help however we can.
Fantastic. And as you were creating this this great list of music that I'm looking at right here, was there a lot of back and forth about which songs would make it and which songs wouldn't?
You know, not as much as you might think. Okay. You know, we came up with a theme, which we're going to talk. We do a theme every year, and we came up with one, and we each separately came up with a list, and they actually this year fit together pretty pretty well.
We've had some epic battles in previous years, but this one fell together very fast.
Very cool. Yeah. And the theme you chose to go with?
Is gratitude.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I love that.
Coming into Thanksgiving, we thought it made sense.
Right. Some of the songs we'll talk about, the line between the song and gratitude is a lot straighter than in others, but that's part of the fun.
Fantastic. You want to tell us anything about the first song you've chosen?
Just thought it was a good way to kick it off. I'm a Bonnie Raitt fan, and this is on my playlist when I cook dinner at night. I love this song. So,
fantastic.
Thank You by Bonnie Raitt.
If you want to call and you want to talk to them and you want to donate, you call 949-715-5936. That's right here. That's the hotline into the studio. Or if you just want to call and make a donation in the lobby, we have operators standing by. 949-715-4859. Or go to the website, kxfmradio.org. You pop down the banner. You look for Jerry and Dawn Price. There's their show, and there you can donate. So let's kick it off right now with I Thank You from Bonnie Raitt. Great way to get us started. I thank you from Bonnie Raitt, 4:11 the time on Takeover Friday. Jerry and Dawn Price in studio with us. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. We want to take an opportunity to encourage everybody to call. You can call and talk to us if you want to tell us why you're donating at 949-715-5936 or our donation line at 949-715-4859. You can also go to the website kxfmradio.org. And click on the banner and find our page. And we want to thank our two friends who've kicked us off with donations. Cindy Shopoff, thank you so much. And Michael Cheney, my grad school professor from back in the day. Thank you both very much for supporting us.
And we're going to match those donations. And anyone else who calls in or clicks online, we will be happy to match whatever donation that you contribute to the show. This next song, as we said, our theme is gratitude. The next song, I think the title of it says it all. It's Friends by Elton John. It's a great song. And I think that especially over the last year and a half, having friends and people you can turn to during difficult times is certainly something to be thankful for.
It also reminds me of Friendship Shelter. And one of the things I'm most grateful to is the chance to work there.
Well, not only that, but Dawn and I personally have seen Elton, what, four times?
Yeah, you've seen him in every decade.
I've seen him in every decade since the 1970s. And now, thanks to COVID, his tour got postponed. Yeah. The closing tour got postponed here. I might be able to catch him in the 2020s as well.
That would be awesome.
So anyway, but this is to all of our friends.
I hope the day will be a light, a highway. Crime that we should age. These fragile times should never slip us by. A time you never can or shall erase. As friends together watch their childhood fly. Making
great song, great song from Elton John. And we were just talking about the connection that he and Bernie Taupin had and their ability, or Elton's ability, to interpret that writing.
Yes, and it's right. I think that he sings with such feeling, and it's kind of hard to believe that he's singing words that he never came out of his head.
Right.
But it is a great combination. And, you know, obviously they've hung together from the late 60s to the 2020s. It's pretty amazing.
Right.
This next song is a little bit more of a jagged line between gratitude and the music, but this song has got a couple of connections. I work at Chapman University, and that's where I met Tyler and got connected to the radio station. This next band, Saint Motel, the leaders are Chapman alums, and a lot of people don't know that. But the title of it, For Elise, if you're not familiar with the song, it's an allusion to Beethoven. And but it's talking more about the muse process in terms of inspiration, and which I think is something alone to be grateful for. But also for me personally, it's kind of a chance for me to say thank you for my staff at the university. It's been a challenging year, and they work awful hard for me. It just so happens my A number one assistant's name is Elise. Oh. So she is kind of a placeholder for all the other staff that work for us. So this is my way of saying thanks to all of them.
And we'll be thankful for you if you call.
When you get stuck, you hit the wall of the writer's block. You need a spark, a light in the dark, so get you out of your head and into your heart. A walk on the wild side, something in the way she moves, candle in the wind, and it's blowing everywhere we go. All these girls got something going on. Met in a club, her name was Lola, champagne tasting Coca-Cola in the hands of my love, and no, my love does it good. All us boys need something that they got. This one's for Elise. The immortal beloved Beethoven, they all hit a spark, and you know that they got it going. Shout out to the girl over there in my chair. Whoa, Elise, Norma Jean, Patty Boyd, and Carole King, Hollywood Lawn, Linda Eastman, Candy Darling, got it started with a song. This one's for Elise, Norma Jean, Patty Boyd, and Carole King, Hollywood Lawn, Linda Eastman, Candy Darling, got it started. This one's for Elise. This one's for Elise. This one's for Elise.
Boy, Chapman University produces some serious talent and creative people.
Yes, we are very grateful for the kind of ambitious students we get and entrepreneurial spirit that that comes to our school and that's cultivated there, and that's an example of it.
Exhibit A, Tyler.
Yeah, that's right. Tyler certainly has been someone who had a vision for an independent station here, and you know, now years later, here we are trying to keep it thriving as right. It is.
I've equated it to creating the oasis in the desert that is Las Vegas, is creating this radio station here in Laguna.
Just creating a station in any community that right. You know, works for the community.
Right.
Absolutely. That's so, right. Again, if you want to give, we encourage you. We will match your gift. Don't forget to call at 949-715-5936 to talk with us, or the donation line, 949-715-4859, or go to kxfmradio.org and click on the banner and find the Jerry and Don Show and contribute there.
We're matching your gifts.
That's right, and we are matching every gift that comes this way. Help us. Support the station. That's why we're here. We're having a lot of fun while we're doing it, but the reason we're here is to support the station and keep it serving the community as well as it does. This next song is Glenn Campbell, Gentle on My Mind. It is the thing that stands out to me is just the opening line, knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. It's about that kind of relationship you have with people who are always there for you. You don't even have to ask. The answer is yes before you even ask. And I think those are such valuable things in your life. But also even just the whole theme of the song of Gentle on My Mind. And it's not a, it's just a song about kind of being at peace and just being comfortable and just, you know, being content with what life brings you. And I think that's such an important lesson for all of us. And it's something that I'm grateful in my life that we have around our house.
Absolutely. And it music can do that for you. Friends can do that for you. We had some fun times this summer. We'll talk about a little bit later with some travel and seeing friends and just having those kinds of friends you haven't seen in 10 years. And you call and say, I might be there next weekend. And they drop everything. And we saw several examples of that this past summer.
Beautifully stated. Beautifully stated. You ready for it?
We're going.
Let's hear it.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we'd fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're awaiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Such a great guitarist. Such a great guitarist. Great. Fine choice.
Thank you. That's my country boy, Jerry, from Texas.
That's right. I never was a huge country fan, but Glenn Campbell was just, we were talking earlier that he was someone who probably by today would kind of like not define any genre. He was kind of rock, kind of country, but it was just great music, and so it didn't really need a label.
Right.
I'll just remind everyone, we're Jerry and Don Price. We're here to raise money for the radio station. You can go to KXFM. I was an original host.
You know what? You remember the old days.
I had the 9 a.m. Saturday slot for years, and so it's hard to flip. But right. KXFMradio.org. Click on the banner at the top and find our show to donate. You can also call 949-715-4859. If you want to talk to us on the air, we're running out of things to say. So call us 949-715-5936. And we are matching your gifts. So please do call and support this great radio station.
Speak for yourself. I'll never run out of things to say.
I think we know.
He gave you the look when you said that. I know that. He turned and you went, what?
We talk about music. I can sit here and talk all day long.
That's true. I run out of things to say.
Well, I do want to ask you, since you said that, I do want to ask you, your next song is a really, really great Birds song.
Right.
What influenced that decision today?
Well, Don's going to tell you about that.
A very special thing influenced this. Right. Our good, good friend, Pam Patton, donated and requested this song in honor of and memory of her wonderful husband, John. Close, close friends of ours. Our families grew up like family. Our kids were similar age, and there were three families with all had only children, and so these kids call each other cousins.
Yeah.
And John was the leader of the pack. When we would travel as families, he was the guy with all the brochures and making all the arrangements. Just a terrific, terrific guy. We could do a whole show of John songs easily. Maybe
yes.
That should be
Yeah, and he also, yeah, especially we could go into gospel. He grew up in the South and loved gospel music and things like that as well.
He was a Jethro Tull fan like
That's
you
right.
are.
That's right, exactly.
But Pam asked for the Birds, Turn, Turn, Turn. So this is for John. And thank you, Pam.
Peace.
KX Takeover Friday, KXFM, 4:32 the time, 28 minutes before 5 o'clock. Jerry and Don Price in studio with us, and the music so far, it's hitting it. It really is hitting it. Good job, you guys.
Thanks. We always think we're kind of nerdy about our music.
I don't think that. Keep it to yourself. We are insightful, Don.
We're about to do a show tune, so
yes,
we'll see if that holds up.
We have limited it to one. out of everyone's consideration, but we had to have this one because it's right in the wheelhouse of our theme.
Yeah, we've mentioned that our theme is gratitude. We're grateful for you for supporting the agency, the radio station, and listening in today. Don't forget to go to the website, kxfmradio.org, click on the banner for our show and donate. You can call at 949-715-4859. You can call and talk to us at 949-715-5936 and support KXFM. They're just awesome. We've been involved from the beginning.
The song we're about to hear, tell us about the dinner party. Tell us about the song itself. I was fascinated when you told me the story.
Yes, this is from The Company by Stephen Sondheim. We're both Stephen Sondheim fans. And Don and I have been married a mere newlyweds 38 years. And so this song is really about marriage. If you're not familiar with the show, it's a group of friends who are all married couples except one guy who's still the bachelor. And during kind of a poignant moment, he asks his buddy friends, you know, are you ever sorry you got married? And this song is their collective response to that question. And so for us, even though we are remarkably grateful for 38 years of marriage, we're halfway home probably. But the point is, it's still, we have to respect that marriage is work, and this song captures it so beautifully.
It really is. It's a wonderful song, one of our favorites, and this is from Company, from Stephen Sondheim's Company, and it's Sorry Grateful.
Harry, you ever sorry you got married?
You're always sorry. You're always grateful. You're always wondering what might have been. Then she walks in. And still you're sorry. And still you're grateful. And still you wonder. And still you doubt, and she goes out. Everything's different, nothing's changed, only maybe slightly rearranged. You're sorry, grateful, regretful, happy. Why look for answers where none occur? You always are what you always were, which has nothing to do with, all to do with her. You're always sorry, you're always grateful. You hold her thinking, I'm not alone. You're still alone. You don't live for her, you do live with her. You're scared she's starting to drift away, and scared she'll stay. Good things get better, bad get worse. Wait, I think I meant that in reverse. You're sorry, grateful, regretful, happy. Why look for answers when none occur? You'll always be what you always were, which has nothing to do with, all to do with her. You'll always be
what you always were, which has nothing to do with, all to do with her. Nothing to do with, all to do with her.
There's some great lines in that song.
Yeah, I just think, you know, Stephen Sondheim is so brilliant at his lyrics. I'm not an expert on the musical part of it, but he is just so remarkable. I mean, even like people may not know, he wrote the lyrics for West Side Story, and it's just really creative stuff. But, you know, it's such a great way to convey the complexity and the depth of relationships. And so we were excited both that we liked having that one on there.
I'll just invite people listening. If you can find it, probably can find on YouTube, Stephen Colbert singing this song.
Right.
He did a part of an all-star version of Company on at the Lincoln Center, and his heart comes through so well in his version.
Big Sondheim fan, clearly.
Big Sondheim.
Absolutely. So also, again, we're here because we love talking about music and sharing our favorite songs and things, but we're mostly here to help support the station. So please call in, go online, kxfmradio.org, and click on the banner and find the Jerry and Dawn Show and donate. We're going to match every donation. This next song is a far cry from Stephen Sondheim. This song is, actually, I really love this song. It is a... when people ask me if I like contemporary music, and I said, sure, as long as it's not after 1974. And so I really am a classic rock kind of guy as a rule. But for whatever reason, and people can speculate, but I loved the Bangles and from back in the 80s. I just loved the Bangles.
Let's speculate.
Yeah. No, I mean, there were other girl bands I didn't care about. There were other bands. But I remember hearing them in an interview saying that their goal was to be like the Yardbirds or whatever. So they were always kind of had a 60s kind of throwback feel to them that I really liked, which kind of leads to the song because they had a cover of a Beatles song. And so being a big Beatles fan, there's two things about this song I'm grateful for. First of all, the Bangles came to Orange County a couple years ago, probably about 4 or 5 years ago, and I had a chance to meet them backstage. So I got a chance to talk to Susanna Hoffs and the Peterson sisters, and it was just a lot of fun. So I'm grateful for that. The other thing is just this whole song. It's called Good Day Sunshine, originally by Lennon and McCartney, but it's more just about choosing to be joyful about the day. In other words, you know, it's a beautiful day. You've got friends. It's just making a conscious choice to be joyful and grateful for what's in front of you. And so much of gratitude is a choice, right. And absolutely. Happiness is a choice. And I think this song says it beautifully.
It's really mindfulness.
Yeah, it is.
Noticing what's around you.
Absolutely right. So this is a cover of the Beatles, Good Day Sunshine by the Bangles.
I feel good in a
That song just makes you feel good, really. It does.
That's right. It so much of life is just choosing to show up and have the right attitude and perspective, and that's what I always feel like when I hear that song.
How easy it is to do living here.
Yes.
We have sunshine almost every day. And we should be grateful. I know you guys were talking about that in the previous
hour.
We were.
It's like, what could you complain about living here?
Yeah, really? Exactly. Well, that kind of leads to the next song.
It certainly does.
This was requested by our son, who we are very grateful for. He moved with us between his freshman and sophomore year in high school. Not an easy time for a kid to move from Texas, where we were living at the time, to Orange County. It was a little bit easier for him because we had visited here when he was about 12, 13, something like that. And he loved it. And he was a fan of all the reality stuff that went on back at that time. Our deal with him was, we will find a place to live at the high school you feel most comfortable. So we did a tour of high schools instead of house hunting.
Very cool.
And he stood at the front steps of Laguna Beach High School and looked down at the ocean and said, this'll do.
So it was the first high school you'd visited, right?
No, it was like the eighth, but he said, I'll go here. And that's really how we ended up connected to Laguna Beach, was through his decision and his choice. And he also loved the TV show, The O.C. This was the theme song to
which
the TV show.
Which a lot of people around here probably despise. But when we were back in Texas, he was infatuated with it.
But, you know, this is a great song about California and about it feeling like your home. And so this is Phantom Planet with California.
Been on the run, driving in the sun, looking out for number one. California, here we come, right back where we started from. Well, hustlers, grab your guns, your shadow weighs a ton, driving down the 101. California, here we come, right back where we started from. California. Nothing's gonna stop me now. California, here we come, right back where we started from. A pedal to the floor, thinking of the war, gotta get us to the show. California, here we come, right back where we started from. California.
Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock on ABC.
exactly.
Apologies to any PTSD we may have induced for Southern Californians who hate that song.
No, it's a cool song.
It's important to our family. And it was requested by our son, and we took over the radio station, so we get to play.
There you go. And it's a cool song anyway. Whoever didn't like the show just didn't watch it and know enough about
their
lives.
There we go. Yeah. Didn't really understand those. Angsty families.
Right. That's right. That's right.
I'm Dawn Price. I'm here with Jerry, my husband, and he's a board member here at KXFM, and we're raising money for the radio station. This is our hour. We want you to go to the website, kxfmradio.org, click on the banner at the top, find Jerry and Dawn, and donate there. You can also call your donation in at 949-715-4859. You can call and talk to us at 949-715-5936. We are matching your donations. So we want you to call in, and we will, if you want to get in our pocket, you got to open your own.
That's right. We need tax deductions. Cool. So please donate so that we can contribute.
Yeah, Jerry Lewis never did that during the telethon. So that's big of you guys.
That's right. And also, speaking of that, I met Jerry Lewis thanks to Chapman. His daughter went to Chapman, and he came and visited, and I got a chance to talk to him. It was quite a, and he is so like, in real life, what he seems like on stage. It's kind of a riot.
Very cool. That's a cool brush with greatness right there.
It is. Yeah. This seems to be the What Celebrities Have has Jerry Price Met hour.
Oh, that's true. I have. Only two so far. I mentioned Jerry Lewis and Susanna Hoffs. I mean, those are pretty big ends in the continuum right there. And Tyler. I mentioned Tyler. So that's in there too.
There's that one too.
So, so please give, help us support the station and continue to be the great contribution to the community that it has been for the last several years. This next song, we noticed that the last song was about a place, California. And the next one's also, actually the last three songs are about a place. This next one, is a Lyle Lovett song. I am a native Texan. It is very if you know native Texans, you'll know that it's often very much hardwired into their identity, and that certainly is true for me. I was born there, moved away, moved back, went off to college, moved back, moved to Iowa, moved back. Now I'm in California.
It has a bobblehead connection comprised solely of people who are native Texans.
That's right. Wow. A lot of people you would not know are Texans. Dwight Eisenhower, I did not realize was president, was actually born in Texas.
You have a Dwight Eisenhower bobblehead.
I have a Dwight Eisenhower bobblehead.
That's
absolutely
big.
Exactly. Cool. And so anyway, if you're looking for a holiday gift for Jerry, but you have to be born there. That's the thing about it. You can't be like a George W. Bush who moved there. I mean, he's become pretty Texan, but he was born in Connecticut. Just doesn't count. Okay. And so
you don't have to buy it for him yourself. It's always hard for me to find, so you can just call me and tell me which one to buy this year. That would be helpful.
I think a Beyonce bobblehead would be a good choice. Absolutely. That would be that would certainly be appropriate. I've got two Nolan Ryans if you're baseball, so that's not, I've got my Nolan Ryan fill. Okay. So that would work. But the thing is that this next song is a lot, and it actually ties into an earlier song when Dawn was talking about our wonderful friends from Iowa. I don't know if Dawn even remembers this. When we took the job to move down here to California, that was from Iowa to Texas. They put together for our drive down there a CD back in the days when your friends burned you CDs of Texas songs. So it was songs for us to listen to, and that's when I first heard this song. Mm-hmm. That's right. So it's both about my gratitude for Texas and my gratitude about the friends that have been with us for years.
Texas, man, as if I couldn't tell. Well, you think you pull your boots on right and wear your hat so well. So pour me my laughter, as I sure do understand. Even Moses got excited when he saw the promised land. That's right. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. So I was born and raised in Texas, and it means so much. Tennessee. And as we were driving down the highway, she asked me, baby, what's so great? How come you're always going on about your Lone Star State? I said, that's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. On the road, it looked so lovely. She stood there on the side, and she grew small in my mirror as I watched her wave goodbye. Enough could sing, but when they came on down to Texas, we all showed enough swing. Now David's on the radio, and old Champ still on the guitar, and Uncle Walt, he's at home with Heidi, hiding in her loving arms. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway.
What's not to be grateful for at a dance hall down in Texas where the women are all beautiful and their men will buy your beer for free? I mean,
that's a good lyric.
That is gratitude personified right there. Well, we've had a lot of fun. We're going to be wrapping up here shortly, and we so appreciate folks contributing to the station. Please continue to do that. We've had a blast being here. And make sure you go to kxfmradio.org and click on the banner and find Jerry and Dawn's show and contribute, or call in at 949-715-5936 to talk to us, or 949-715-4859 to donate. So like I said, we'll be heading out. I've had a great time, and Dawn is going to lead us into our last song.
Yep, I've had a great time as well. Thanks to everyone who's donating. We will match anyone who donates on our page for as long as the page is up. So keep giving. We want to thank Cindy Shopoff, Michael Cheney, and Pam Patton for their donations. This last song is a gratitude for our past summer. We had planned a Europe trip in 2020. No one went anywhere in 2020, in summer of 2020. So it was delayed and delayed and delayed. And at the last minute, seemed like no country in Europe was going to be open. We had
plane tickets still to Europe, but no country would let us
in.
Exactly.
So we were looking around and who will let us in? Spain will let us in. And so we ended up that trip starting in Barcelona, first European trip we've taken together. And it was kind of magical to land in Barcelona. So we're going to end with Ed Sheeran's Barcelona.
Thank the both of you for taking the time to be here and supporting the radio station.
We
you
love
guys
this
are amazing.
Radio station.
We've enjoyed it.
Thank you so much.
Get up on the dance floor tonight. I got two left feet and a bottle of red wine, making me feel like the beat in the bassline. Or in my blood, both hands up on a waistline. Get on up, baby, dance to the rhythm of the music. Don't care what the DJ chooses. Get lost in the rhythm of me. Place don't close until we wanna leave it. You and I were flying on an aeroplane tonight. We're going somewhere where the sun is shining bright. Just close your eyes and let's pretend we're dancing in the street in Barcelona. Eyes. I guess that is destiny doing it right. And just like they do in the Mediterranean, spin you around me again and again. You're like something the goddess sent me. I want you, baby, solamente. You and I were flying on an aeroplane tonight. We're going somewhere where the sun is shining bright. Just close your eyes. Let's pretend we're dancing in Barcelona.